Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We'll have part-time Justin make his way into the studio, but while we do that, let's get you on the phone to win a trip to Miami.
Yeah, man.
You'll stay at the Loews Miami Beach Hotel. You'll bring three of your friends or your family members. You'll get to go on a jet ski tour. You'll get to check out the Flavor of Miami, little dish they serve in your hotel room for you.
Three nights accommodations, too, at that nice hotel, that Loews Miami Beach Hotel.
Yeah, you'll also go to the Everglades and check out some alligators. All that fun stuff could be yours if you give us a call right now, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 7, and if they get the question wrong, we move on to the next one. But
yep.
The caller number 7 gets the first shot.
There you go.
Today's question is probably the easiest one.
Easiest one so far,
but,
huh?
Boy, the questions are savage.
Yeah, you'd have to be listening last week.
A little
but
savage.
It's multiple choice, so yeah. You still have a shot, even if you weren't.
Of course. Now, Justin's in studio.
It's raining tacos. Ooh. Raining tacos. Ooh. Raining tacos. Ooh. It's raining tacos. It's raining tacos.
Hi, Justin.
Hello. That's a cute little nugget of a song you found.
Have you heard this before? They play this at sporting events. It's always been my dream to be not on the Kiss Cam, but on the Taco Cam.
What do you get on the Taco Cam?
Tacos start raining, and so they put you on the cam, and you try and, like, get the taco, like, going in your mouth or, like, catching it in your hand.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's just stupid and funny. They, like, always do it at hockey games. I've always wanted to get on the Taco Cam.
If they put me on a Taco Cam, I'd be like, that's racist.
What would Oh, whatever.
It's like little taco snowflakes.
First of all, you love tacos more than anyone I
do.
Know.
I do love tacos.
Yes.
And so does Justin.
Yes. Well, yesterday, Taco Bell was just giving out tacos for free.
You know why?
Yes, because Golden State won the NBA championship.
Oh, look at
you.
Steal a game, steal a taco is what they were doing.
And who is it? There's another basketball player who didn't get six rings. Was it LeBron James?
LeBron James.
He didn't get what?
LeBron James.
He didn't get a taco?
He didn't get six rings or something like that. He was going for a ring, another one. They were making fun of him on Instagram. I didn't really understand any of it.
I don't think he has that many.
I don't know how many he has either. Justin.
I think he's 3 for 5 or something like that.
What?
Yeah,
well,
he's 3 for 5
just wants
in the finals.
To fill one hand before he retires.
Shoot. Well, congratulations to Golden State because we got free tacos.
Yes, we
and
did.
That meant that I was going to try to get as many free tacos as possible at Taco Bell.
But the rule is really like one per person if you drive through and you ask.
I see.
Right?
But I wasn't just one person, girl. I was four people.
You had multiple personalities.
Yes.
Yeah. The first one's Frankie. Who's Frankie?
Frankie, his name is Lil Frankie.
Lil Frank.
And Frankie talk like this.
Oh, my God.
And he says, hey, what's up? Hello. Oh,
say boy. This.
Hey, hey, hey. Do it.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's not bad.
Hey.
That's not bad there.
So that's Lil Frankie, and he likes to skateboard and longboard, and he's just a bro that likes to chill.
Yeah, Frankie doesn't sound like a skater.
Well, he is. That's the character I made.
Okay, fine.
And when he was little, he ate a frog, and that's why he talks like this.
Stuff in his throat.
Oh, superpower, but it just went to the voice, I guess.
So you're in the drive-thru, dressed
as...
As Frankie, trying to get a free taco from Taco Bell.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. What can I get for
you? Yes, can I get 2 Doritos Locos Tacos?
2 Doritos Locos Tacos?
It's for the game.
Thank you.
Watch the video on Hit TV.
No, thank you. Do you need any money? I've got $100 bill.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Frankie's a prankster and gives him fake money.
Yes, it was a fake big old
printed. You printed your own.
Okay, so Frankie has on a bad afro wig.
Yeah,
and a very bright is that a math shirt?
No, it's actually Coachella brand, and I got it at H&M. And
it looks like a shirt AC Slater would wear in
exactly,
Saved by the
what
Bell.
I mean. Yeah,
it's very 90s. Yeah. I like it. Oh, okay. It's so colorful.
Okay. So, yeah, that's
Frankie. That's your first look.
Frankie was successful with getting tacos
nice.
For free.
So you pull
hurts
around.
My throat to hear you
and
talk.
So just,
it does hurt. Just
you go
bit.
And park, and then you change outfits into pink hair, fry voice.
Yes, but I think I named her Shanita.
Shanita?
I believe it. Or it's something Jones. Who, the girl from The Office.
Rashida.
Rashida is her name.
Yeah. Rashida
yes,
Jones.
It is. Yes, Rashida Jones.
So you...
You went girl on it?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, you have to.
Ooh, and I wore your jacket.
What? Why?
Oh, yes. I wore your red leather jacket. Oh, I sweated all over that. It was wet.
Where did pick you up find, clothes
first of all,
here.
I haven't seen my red leather jacket in so long.
It is, it's a red, fluffy, hairy or furry one.
Oh, the Muppet one?
Oh, yeah, the Muppet. Yeah, isn't that a fabulous jacket?
Oh, girl, Rashida was looking fab.
It was about 100
fab.
Degrees. Why were
yeah,
you wearing that?
Exactly. Did you find it back in my closet room?
Yeah,
back there?
Yeah, it's hanging up.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I don't mind.
Now, the funny thing is, Justin is changing outfits, but the car is the same.
The car is the same.
No, I switched cars. Yeah.
You did.
I did switch cars. God. I know. Thank you.
Next Justin. Level. Where'd you... Oh, you have two spare cars car? You, Big
yeah,
Al?
Yeah, now I got two cars because, I roommate. Used... No, I used we have our intern Clarissa, and she was filming it for
so
us.
So smart!
Wow, well, great. Okay, right, so you're right. Rashida in my fluffy jacket and another car,
and she had pink hair.
Let's see if Justin's successful with round two.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Boy.
Can I get one of them basketball thing taco them for that one game, that taco from that basketball game?
Okay,
the
big taco game, what else for you, ma'am?
Ma'am.
That's it. All right, it's awful, thank you.
How do you
thank
know you are a ma'am? Do they have a camera in the drive-thru?
Most of them do.
Hi.
No,
they do.
How are you?
I'm glad.
You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
So sweet. Yes. Get a pin.
Get a pin?
He asked for my number.
No. You have a good day. You're so sweet.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God. Isn't he the best?
Oh, wow.
So Justin got another taco and a
you
phone number.
Very lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. The 3-day chin growth with that pink wig is really working.
Yeah. How she said it
again?
Hi.
Wow, you look... I mean, that's overwhelming, but you look fabulous.
Thank you. She was wearing Chanel lipstick.
Are any of your characters not annoying?
I don't think so.
Like, are any of them?
They were. I would try to make them very distinct.
Have you ever tried just doing, like, regular old, like, straight guy?
Well, yeah, I did whenever I was, I thought I was Chad. You remember, like, last time?
Oh, Chad?
Yeah, Chad, bro. He's just, like, chill, laid back, straight. What's up, Jenna? Nice groceries.
Well, it was not Chad.
I like Chad.
Chad did not roll into the drive-thru next. You decided to go as a clown?
Yes, his name was Flopsy Wopsy Bopsy. Talk like this.
What?
Flopsy
Wopsy Bopsy. Oh.
Okay.
Come over here, JC. Let's do a tickle tickle.
No. No. Nah. I don't like clowns.
I learned it from the Tickle Monster.
Okay, so George?
So you're a terrifying clown.
No, he was actually cute. He was really cute. Flopsy Wopsy is real cute.
So you didn't go like it clown. You went.
No. Oh, no, no.
If you would have had balloons in the car with the wig.
Yeah, you should have been in a real tiny, tiny, tiny car.
Don't tell him what he should have done.
Sorry, my bad.
Why don't you go get the tacos then?
Nah.
You should do the it clown on another day at children's birthday parties.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the Babadook.
Now you could dress up as your clown, Fondles.
Fondles and tickles.
Fondles has a restraining order.
And Flopsy Mopsy.
Okay, so what was this clown's name?
Flopsy Mopsy.
Flopsy Wopsy Bopsy.
Flopsy Mopsy Popsy.
You need a different
name. You've said it different every time.
He don't know the name.
I love it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Justin is 2-for-2. Can he go 3-for-3?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
Bro, your clown is...
The rainbow wig and the red nose.
I have a rainbow wig and a nose.
And a red nose.
And a red nose.
That's so scary.
Right.
No, he's
so
cute.
Weird.
All
right.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. What can I get for you?
Oh, that's fabulous. Can I get a local Dorito taco in honor of the Golden State winning the game?
Okay, you said one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what else can I get for you?
Is that right?
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
Okay, second window, please. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
He's a polite clown.
Very polite.
Did she give you the taco?
Did you spray her?
At the end, my nose fell off and I had to drive away. Because I didn't want her to recognize who I was.
Oh, yeah, with that wig on. Your nose fell off and before you got your taco, you drove away?
No, she gave me my taco.
Okay, you got your
His nose fell off in the bag. Oh, my gosh.
And then...
did you decide to go to a different Taco Bell or something?
I did, but I also had one other character, and his name was Alfalfa. I was like, yeah, can I help? I forgot to press the button on record. So we didn't get Alfalfa talking on help.
That's probably for the best.
He just wants to read Alfalfa.
Where's Alfalfa from?
Alfalfa from Louisiana.
Yeah,
Louisiana.
How did you get two the first time?
Because the intern was in the car recording, so we got two tacos for her. But yeah, we didn't get Alfalfa. And then the last one, I was like, you know what? Let's see if we can get a free taco from another taco place.
Oh. From price matching.
Yeah.
A rival taco place.
Yeah. Okay. And it was just across the street.
Because Taco Bell's giving out free tacos. You should price match what Taco Bell's doing. If you want to have a successful company.
Yeah.
Linens and Things used to do it, and they went out of business. But.
All right, so you went to another fast food taco spot.
All right, let's see if they price match.
Yeah, do y'all have tacos?
Yes.
Do y'all, Taco Bell's giving out free Locos Doritos tacos. Do y'all price match?
No, we do not.
Oh.
Do y'all have free tacos?
We have Taco Tuesday's $1.29.
Oh. Mm-mm. Okay. I'm going to take my money somewhere else. Okay. Oh,
no. It's raining tacos.
That's a taco.
So they're not prize match, but you got four tacos.
I got four, and you know what? You're lucky you didn't bet me on how many tacos I could get because I only brought enough for four costumes and outfit changes. At the end, I was like, I don't know what else to do.
Well, you could probably mix them up, maybe.
Were they just entertained by you? Because they had to have known you were the same person.
Oh, yeah, they sure did. And then I was like, were y'all just going to let me keep on grabbing each taco every time? They're like, yeah, we have no limit. Like, you come again and we charge you again. I was like, man, I should have came to this one.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I would have had like 500,000,000,000,500,000 dollars.
Because last time you got like five before you got caught.
Yeah, I did.
Well, we bribed him last time.
Yeah, I did bribe him.
But this one I did on my app.
Good job, Justin.
Thank you.
Good job.
Did you eat them all?
I did. And then there's some fabulous pictures online, I believe, of me and all my characters eating
tacos.
They
are fabulous.
Studio audience, how do you feel about Justin's bit?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
The round has gone wild, Justin.
Thank you. Also, Kelly, can you check your email and make sure that I RSVP to your wedding? Because I'm pretty sure I did. I just want to make sure I got a C and a food, and I'm going to be eaten.
Be eaten?
I don't think that's offered.
I want to make sure I'm eating at your wedding.
I'll check it. If everybody has an RSVP, I'm going to call.
Okay, good.
All right. Let's give away this trip to Miami.
All right.
Well done, Justin.
Thank you.
Check out the video at kidnation.com if you want to see Justin's outfits, by the way.
No, you have an RSVP, Justin.
Oh, yes, wait. I did.
Did you?
Well, then you messed up.
Yeah, you did.
Okay,
you
perfect.
Check and see if Flopsy Mopsy Wopsy RSVP.
Okay.
We have to give the trip away.
All right.
Let's do it.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
Welcome
That's
to
a fun tour.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
You're welcome.
Excited for you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you listen to the show? Did you catch us last week when we were coming to you?
I listen to you guys all the time. Yes.
Oh, great.
Hopefully, I got the answer.
Okay, good. All right.
Well, it's multiple choice, so even if you are questioning your answer, maybe one of them will make sense for you, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Gabby, get this question right, and you and three friends or your family are going off to Miami. Okay. Stay at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. Well, I got to get my question music. All right, Gabby. What was more ripped on the Kid Nation family vacation? Was it A, JC's muscles after the fusion core workout? Taylor would be better. Mm-hmm. B, Big Al's heart after the doctor girlfriend breakup? C, part-time Justin's romp him after dancing in Little Havana and dropping that butt?
C.
You're going with B.
C or
B?
C. You're going with C.
Cat. Yes.
All right, that's correct.
Well, yes, I did. sure to rip it.
A big pregnant pause there.
Yeah, right. Snapchat, so I've seen all your little, you know, your little nip slips and all that.
Nip slip, Justin.
Thank
you so much, Gabby.
Yeah, we would have also accepted B.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
So, it's a little too soon for that one.
Thank you, Gabby.
Never too soon to laugh.
Yeah, you're going to Miami, girl. Sorry. That's okay, babe.
Here's what you got.
I am going to Miami, yes.
Round trip flights for four to Miami. Who are you going to take with you?
I don't know. I have four kids and a husband.
Which one of your kids do you like the least?
Or the husband?
I don't know. It'll be right. I guess we'll have to draw three at Strong's.
Yeah.
Well, you get three nights accommodations at the Loews Miami Beach Hotel. You get a private jet ski tour of Miami beach sites from the Boucher brothers. You'll get a Flavor Miami welcome amenity. Admission to the Sawgrass Recreation Park, including a 30-minute airboat eco-adventure. And we'll hook you up with an SUV for 4 days so you can drive around Miami and have fun, okay?
Nice.
Thanks.
Nice.
Visit
thank
Florida.
Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you, Gabby, for listening all week long and getting the answer right. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up as soon as Justin gets back there again.
Yes, ma'am.
You should pretend to be a...
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi!
That one. Every time.
Yeah. Rashida.
Rashida.
Okay. Well, thank you, JC.
You're welcome.
What are you doing after the show?
Oh, I'm going home to my wife.
You bring any sauce packets?
No.
I love that sauce.
Oh, I think we got some in a jar.
You do?
Yeah, we got some in a jar.
All right, go give her
with
her
the
trip.
Ketchup.
I always like when they give me that extra sauce.
Oh, you like the sauce.
Hey, Kid Nation, we're going to open up the phone lines and do whatever Wednesday now. I'm sure
you can ask whatever you like.
There will be a couple questions about option number two in that question that we had B.
Maybe, maybe not. They can ask whatever they want.
Yeah.
Maybe they're completely satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the status of that situation.
That's right, Kelly. You never know.
You never know.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll talk about whatever you want. So if you have a question for the show or there's a news story you want to hit us with or a new TV show you're into.
Yeah.
Again, whatever.
Anything.
Whatever. Put it on the table. We'll talk about it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got love letters to Kelly coming up today because it is Wednesday. And also, we just gave away a trip to Miami. Right now, we got $1,000 for you. No, Beat Shazam.
Not right now.
Not right now, but coming up in
about 20 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah. Yeah. Not right now. Don't call, please. Call if you want to take part in whatever Wednesday, though.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
That's why I want you to call. This is where you call us and talk about anything you want to talk about, Kid Nation. For example, hey, guys, did you know that Rachel from The Bachelorette used to date Kevin Durant? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
We did that in the Showbiz Top 5 last week.
We did. She got bumped, actually, this week. There was no Bachelorette episode because her ex-boyfriend was busy winning his first ever championship. And they broke up because she wanted to go to law school. He was going into the NBA, and it's just... They were not the right place to continue a relationship.
Time.
Which leads us to our second most asked question on the text based on the question we asked about the Miami trip. That phone number, by the way, if you want to call us, is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You knew it was coming, Big Al. We got a bunch of... What? Big Al is single? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We found out last week on the family vacation. We were hit on the side of the head. We didn't know it was coming.
Yeah.
And most of the questions are, was the breakup mutual, Big Al? I'm just a little confused because they told each other that they loved each other and they were kissing a lot on Friday. Is it maybe that they're just not in the same place in their lives right now?
Well, I mean, it was mutual, and yeah, it was just one of those things. It just didn't work out, you know.
Every breakup does not have to be ugly.
No, right, exactly.
It doesn't, and I'm very grateful and very glad that it's not.
Yeah, you guys are still going to talk. You're still friends. You still cheer her on. She's going to cheer you on.
Nobody did anything wrong. There was no cheating.
No,
there was none of that.
I'm not mad at her. She's not mad at me. So
it was like the nicest breakup I've ever witnessed because you guys were still laughing and talking afterwards.
It was the nicest breakup I've ever had.
For sure.
So, I mean, as much as it hurt, they're doing well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad you didn't do it by text.
Yeah, that would have been weird. Let's go to the phones here with whatever Wednesday. Hi, Terry.
Hey, good morning. This question is kind of for Jenna. So, Jenna, when you're talking to guys online, like on dating apps and stuff, and you turn them down, do they ever get, like, really rude to you?
Yeah, but the thing is, normally I can see him being rude before that happens. I don't know. Then you know, hey, red flag, did you a favor? You know what I mean? I don't really turn them down. I guess if they ask me to go out, I think online, normally I'm pretty direct in person. If a guy asks me out and I say no, I'll say no. But online, you can kind of take the easy way out, I guess, and I just avoid it. And then they'll be like, well, why? I think we would get along really great together. Just ignore it, girl. Just ignore it. You don't owe them anything.
That is so true. Thank you so much.
Don't owe them anything. Don't feel like you have to.
It is okay to say no to people.
It's okay to say no. Don't waste your time. And if someone gets mad, then
you dodged the exact right thing to do.
You dodged
a huge bullet.
It is so weird when guys get mad like that.
I don't get it.
You haven't
even
been out with them.
You're so childish when you do that. It's like, just move on.
Yeah.
Hopefully that helped you, Terry. Have a great day.
I don't know if it does. Just ignore if you don't want to go out with them.
Yeah, just ignore them.
They'll go away.
From the text, JC, random question, but are your kids bilingual? And if so, does Kinsey speak Spanish to your kids? Kinsey's my wife. So I have two kids, Kaysen and Chloe.
Ages?
5 and 3.
Okay.
And they're on their way to being bilingual. So I put them in Spanish immersion.
Good.
So at school, all they hear is Spanish. My son's about to start kindergarten, so he'll be going to a bilingual school.
That's great.
So he's going to go half the day. He's speaking Spanish. When he comes home, he'll speak Spanish with me. Unfortunately, my wife does not speak Spanish very well. She's going to have to do that Duolingo that Jenna's doing. But she's tried. She's just...
Yeah.
It's tough to learn a language when you're an adult, you know? It's a lot easier when you're a kid. That's why they teach them when they're so young.
For sure. Well, then, yeah, maybe Kaysen and I can hang out.
Yeah.
And talk Spanish. I'm at that level.
They get so shy around me to speak Spanish. Like, my daughter gets all, like, I'm a stranger if I speak Spanish to her. She hides behind my wife's legs and stuff.
Who is this?
Yeah, what is that?
Mother, who is this?
Why is my dad speaking a weird language? But hopefully they'll be there in a couple years. What's up, Jessica?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say thanks for being such a great tool in the morning to get up.
Aww.
I had a really super corny joke for you guys.
Okay.
Please.
Oh, yes.
Please.
What does a dolphin use to clean his house with?
What does a dolphin use to clean his house with?
Oh.
Yes.
I'm not going to ruin the joke.
I don't know, Jessica. What?
All porpoise cleaner?
Yeah.
Best joke ever. Well played, man.
All porpoise.
I couldn't get Lysol out of my head.
Yeah, porpoise.
Lysol's not funny.
It's very practical.
I'll take it fabuloso. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jessica.
You know what he cleans his clothes? Cleans his clothes with?
What?
What?
Tide.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever. You have another one or are you good?
No, that's good.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
It's all good. Exclusive dolphin jokes. Yeah.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, we were talking about this yesterday about the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
So you have the answer for why the police officers touch the back of your car, right?
I do, yeah. I called my dad. He was a cop, and I'm like, okay, you know, why? What they're actually doing and what they're trained to do is as they walk by to try and lift the trunk, not looking for victims but for other bad guys. You know, if I'm a bad guy and I'm getting pulled over, I tell my other buddy, hey, you know, go through the back seat, jump in the trunk. And as the cop is now walked past the trunk talking to the driver, the second bad guy jumps out, clubs the cop, and they get away.
Oh.
Why did everyone tell us it's just about leaving fingerprints?
How easy is the back seat?
Certain cars.
Some of them fold down. Yeah.
I can get in the back seat in my car. I can get through to the trunk. One of my seats folds down.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I've never heard that.
Some cars do.
I mean, I've never heard that's the reason.
Yeah.
I never heard this at all anyway, so this is all
to me. I've never heard it, but my dad said that's how they are trained at the academy, as you walk by, to try to lift the trunk up just in case.
Wow, interesting.
So there's possible multiple reasons to why the police officers do this. And it's all just to stay safe. So that's why they touch in your car. I actually saw it because if your car's really dirty, you can see their fingerprints
on there. Wash me on it?
Yeah, I think that's how the story came out. That's why I saw it.
All that talk's made me so much more paranoid.
Yeah.
What, like I need to get my DNA baggie together?
But
I told you
drop the hairs.
Start leaving stuff when I'm in. Hey, I'm alone. I shouldn't even put that out there. I'm alone all the time. I think about it in dark parking garages. I'm like, This is not a good spot.
Jenna had a great idea. The DNA baggie.
DNA baggie. If you get caught in a situation in a bad place, just drop your DNA baggie.
Boom. Fingernails, hair.
That sounds really bad.
All that stuff. Your DNA baggie.
I think I actually just leave hair wherever I go.
Yeah, I think I shed enough.
I shed so much.
I shed like a dog.
I hate it.
No. Sorry.
I do. I just lose so much hair.
Girls,
I don't know why.
We lose a lot of hair a day.
You just don't notice because your hair is so short.
You have fun.
Yeah, you
you're finished.
Me.
You still lose skin.
No, Al's got hair. He's got the tramp patch.
And cells. You
shed
lose
it all. That's not one of my problems.
Nope. What up, John?
Hey, what's up, JC? How you doing?
Doing great, man. What's your question for Whatever Wednesday?
Okay. My question is, man, I guess it's for you. It's like, you being a dad and having two kids, you know, what do you do? Where do you find the time to work out, man, and keep your physique? I'm not trying to, I hope God, I'm not getting you all big headed.
You are.
But.
Just kidding. No, I'm kidding.
But, no, man, but, you know, just where do you find the time? I have three kids myself and, you know, working, you know, job 8 to 5. And then when it's time to go home, it, you know, it's dad time. And then
yeah.
When that all runs out, you know, it's like, man, I don't even want to work out. A bowl of cereal looks real nice right now.
Yeah, I feel you, man. The main thing is, I try to find a gym with a childcare, and I, you know, that way my kids can still have fun while I'm at the gym, and yep. I tell myself just an hour, so I go right. in there and I knock it out in 1 hour, and an hour a day. I mean, we tend to waste that sitting on the couch, being
somewhere.
On our phones.
Yeah.
So instead of doing that, I try to put that towards that.
It is hard
because it is hard.
So true,
especially when you're working. You know, if you got the 9 to 5 job and you're getting home, it's already starting to get late and dark, and all you want to do is rest, but. It's one of those where you just push yourself, man.
You make the time, I guess.
You make
just
the time.
Make it.
Yeah.
But definitely got to do that.
And if you can't find time to work out, do like JC and just buy really small shirts.
Oh, Al.
Hey.
You're so funny.
I made John laugh. See you, John. Thank
Bye,
you for
John,
calling,
man.
My
no,
brother.
Problem, man.
All right,
no,
my man.
Have a great day, man. You can tell John's a good dad, too.
Yeah.
He was spend time with his kiddos. Father's Day is this week, and don't forget.
That's right, Sunday.
Yeah.
Not nearly as much money spent on Father's Day as Mother's Day.
What are the dads into? I mean, you guys are dads. What would you like?
I don't know. Just time.
Just saw a cool wooden watch the other day that wasn't real expensive.
A watch?
A wooden watch. I've had a couple in the past. Kelly kind of turned me on, too.
Yeah.
And something electronic. Kid used to always say, if it don't plug in, we don't want it.
Yeah. There you go. Maybe $1,000 would be nice for Dad this weekend.
Wow. Awesome.
We got our fun game, Beat Shazam. Your chance to win $1,000 is coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're having a deep discussion about football here.
But have you guys stopped to think how many sports arguments we've gotten into this morning so far?
We'll talk about it here in a second.
Off the air, yeah.
Let's solicit for Beat Shazam.
All right.
Can you identify the song we play before Shazam does? If so, you can win $1,000. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 7, and we'll keep going until we get a winner.
Okay.
So during the break, Kelly asked me, because I switched football teams, because my team that I grew up watching moved up to L.A.
San Diego Chargers.
The San Diego Chargers became the L.A. Chargers, and that's just...
J.C. says, you can't abandon me, I abandon you.
It moved to a rival city. If the Chargers would have moved to San Antonio or somewhere in Florida, that would have been different. But
so you're picking a new team.
So I picked a new team, and I decided to go with the Dallas Cowboys.
All right.
And with that comes the new wardrobe.
We appreciate that.
And so I'm getting ready.
So you want to get a jersey.
So I did. So you're getting ready for the season, and Kelly asked me what player jersey I had bought.
I said, have you got your Cowboys jersey? I thought you already got a Cowboys jersey. Somebody gave you one or something, and I was like, was it Dak? I couldn't remember.
Boss Man George gave me a Dak jersey.
Okay, so you do have the Dak.
Which was signed, so I'm not going to wear that. I'm going to frame it and hang it up, which was a nice gift. Because it's signed.
It's signed.
And it's a collector's jersey, so it's not even an NFL.
Yeah, if it's signed, I wouldn't wear it.
It's just a white jersey with a 4, and it says Prescott in the back. It's not even an NFL.
And I need somebody to get me a signed Troy Aikman jersey.
Well, yeah, Kelly wants that.
Preferably, he can sign it while I'm wearing it. Somebody get busy on that.
In the boob area?
No. Yeah. I'm not. He's a taken man, and I'm a taken woman.
Yeah.
I just really like him.
So then Kelly was asking me, well, who'd you get? And I said, I went with a personalized jersey because I asked online, which one should I get? And a lot of people were saying, it's weird to wear another man's name on your back.
What?
And I understand
that. Everybody's going to look at his back, and he's like, Who's Chavez that plays for the Cowboys?
Right.
And so you...
Well, the number I picked anyways is already taken by Dan Bailey, because my favorite number is 5.
Oh, I hope you don't run into Dan Bailey.
My bad, Dan Bailey. I stole your number, sir.
But JC's biggest issue was that it's too hard to pick a jersey because you started having all of these hypotheticals. Yeah. Like, what happens if this player gets in trouble for domestic violence and then he's kicked off the team and I'm stuck with his jersey?
And
I'm like, and Kelly and I are like, well, you just get another one.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I like to buy the elite ones because they're a little bit better and they last longer.
Then why wouldn't you get a classic? Like, why wouldn't you go with Roger Staubach? Or why wouldn't you go with
Troy Aikman?
Yeah, Troy Aikman or Emmitt Smith. Why wouldn't you go with a player that's no longer in the league but was one of the best Cowboys?
Because I wanted to go with a personalized one.
You'd rather have your name on the jersey.
So you'd rather spend
player.
$300+ on a jersey just with your name on it.
Because that jersey I can wear for 10, 15, 20 years. That's a jersey that I can always wear because my last name's not going to change.
But
my favorite number's not going to change.
But if you have a player that you really admire, that you really love, you can honor that player for 15, 20 years by wearing his jersey.
But most players don't play 15, 20 years. Most play 5.
This is JC's first world problem right here.
It's not a first world problem because I already committed to my jersey.
Like, I mean, I have a couple jerseys over. I mean, I had a Chad Johnson kids boys Bengals jersey. That didn't last long. Still a Bengals jersey, though, and it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another jersey with a player that was on a sports team that doesn't even play for that team anymore. But I still wear it to the games.
If you're going to be a fan of the team, you would be a fan of hopefully multiple players.
Right.
That you would like to more or less endorse by wearing their jersey.
And that's perfectly fine if you want to do
that. Football player ever?
Favorite ever?
All right.
Steve Young and LaDainian Tomlinson.
Then I think you should get Young on the back of your Cowboys jersey.
That'd be against the law.
He's taking this so seriously.
Let's play Beach.
To me, it is. I take football seriously.
You do what you want.
Thank you.
You do you.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge
We're
me,
not
bro.
Judging.
Oh, we judge, but you do it anyway.
That's right. What's up, Ashley?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah,
hi.
Hi, Ashley.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Hey, now.
Crazy.
Welcome to Beat Shazam. You can win $1,000 here if you can just give us the title of the song we play for you before Shazam identifies it. Now, here's what's going to happen. We're going to play you the song. It's going to cut off. That means Shazam already knows the name. I will ask you to tell us the name of the song, and if you can do that, you get $1,000. Cool?
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, let's try it. Let's try it out. Are you at work already?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we got the office whisper going on. It's okay. But you better scream if you win. All right. All right, Ashley, here is your song. Your gift keeps on giving. Name that song.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a toughie, yeah. We only got a couple lines
in there.
Get
to the chorus, aren't you, Al?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got it?
Yeah, once you get to the chorus, you'll be able to get it.
Okay, got it.
You got it?
Took me that long, though.
Yeah.
I had to get to the chorus.
Got it, okay.
All right, Ashley.
I think slower than you.
Than Al, yeah.
Have a good day, Ashley. Let's move on here with contestant number 2. What up, Dina?
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Beat Shazam. Now, you're the second contestant, so hopefully you got a little bit of a listen already, but we'll do it again. Here is your song. Your gift keeps on giving. Dina, name that song.
I actually don't know it.
Oh, we got a toughie one today. Let's move on to the third contestant. Hey, Beth.
Hey.
Beth.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Hope you know it.
All right, Beth, hopefully you got this song. Here is the song. Your gift keeps on giving. Beth, name that song.
Is it Daft Punk, Get Lucky?
Woo! There you go. She's going to give us the artist.
There you go.
Yes, ma'am. You just won $1,000.
Yay!
What are you going to do with that $1,000?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. I don't know. Maybe...
Pay some bills.
Yeah, as long fun.
As long as you have a little bit left over for yourself.
There you go.
Get yourself a manicure.
Yeah.
Or, I'm so excited. I've never gotten through. I've never gotten to meet y'all.
Might I give you an idea of a personalized football jersey?
Get a jersey with JC's name on the back of it.
Hang on for us, Beth. We'll get you all set up there with your $1,000. We'll play again tomorrow. Make sure you catch Beat Shazam on Fox Thursday nights with Jamie Foxx. Coming up next. It's time to get into our favorite subject.
What?
Love.
Oh,
love.
Yes, we love love.
Every Wednesday, we do love letters to Kelly. You write her your problems. She solves them. Love letters to Kelly is next.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
We try to solve your relationship problems throughout the week, but we definitely do it on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And now Kelly's even doing it on the weekends with Matthew Hussey. Love letters to Kelly and Matthew.
Love letters with. It's a little different.
With.
But that does make a difference, apparently. I've been told.
Love letters.
With.
To
with.
Kelly with.
Nope. Love letters love letter. With Kelly
with
and
Kelly
Matthew.
And Matthew.
There you go.
Got it. With before the Kelly.
Yes.
All right, but let's get to it here on our favorite day.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been separated for a year now.
Mm.
We've been married almost four, but we began having issues right around the time we got engaged.
Oh.
We agree to work on the marriage, but the same cycle happens every time. He then says he's too busy with work to see me and he's inconsistent with communication. So I become upset and frustrated and blow up on him, causing us to stop speaking all over again. And then we try and go to therapy again. Is there a way to break this cycle? I love him, but I can't do this by myself.
There is a way to break the cycle. Let's get a divorce.
Wow.
Yeah. Well.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You knew going in. The red flags were there going in. You've made a huge mistake. I know this whole death do you part thing, and I get slammed for this, but I don't think every marriage, you know, somebody said something to me that really helped me get through my divorce because I was raised that, you know, that's a religious thing, and you made a commitment before God.
Yeah.
And it's like, just because you decided to marry that person, that doesn't mean that was God's will for you to marry that person. You might have just done it. Oh, I don't, you know, you think, oh, I'm in love. I got to marry it, you know.
Yeah.
No, God. Why would God expect you to honor a mistake? You know, why would God expect you to honor a mistake for the rest of your life? This is not working out. Yeah. You made a bad choice on your first marriage.
You didn't,
so now make a better one the next time.
Little voice probably listening to you before you got married, but you.
Oh, it was.
You know, maybe
just
I shouldn't
not
do this.
Right.
You're miserable, and it's never going to get better. Never, not with this one.
Mm-mm.
I would say get a divorce.
All right, there you go.
Don't put up
sorry
with that
crap. Sorry if that makes somebody mad, but that's the way I feel about it.
Love letters.
That's why we call it
love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
A few months ago, I came home to certain sounds coming from the bedroom.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I walked in and I saw something I wish I hadn't. Flash forward to today, my wife and I still live together, but she goes out on girls' nights. She says, I can do the same, but I don't want to. What should I do? I don't think I can find someone else. I don't want someone else, but she won't stop. Please help. We're in our 30s with two kids, Cody.
Oh, you had to throw the kids in there.
Well, he's trying to let you know what's going on in their lives.
I was
going
to tell him to get a divorce.
Oh, dang.
Now I don't know what to do.
Yeah, when the kids
what
are involved.
Do? This woman is obviously disrespectful of the relationship and your marriage. She's just so, I'm so sorry.
Something's happening with her.
And she's crazy. She's going to throw everything away
because
she's got to go out and... I bet she's all over Instagram showing her boobies, too.
She's
I
doing
bet
it
you,
in her house.
I bet she's doing all those selfies with all the girls and sending Al pictures. Which one's the hot one? Is it me? I bet she's doing one of those.
Well, throw me into it. I ain't do nothing.
I'm just saying, she's that woman. She's supposed to be home married, taking care of her children. It's one
pictures.
Thing to go out and have a girl's night every once in a while. I'm not dissing anybody for going out for a girl's night and letting their hair down.
No.
But when you have the family, you're going out on the regular, and you've already cheated, and your own home... In your own marital bed.
Yeah, yeah.
This woman has issues. You picked a bad one.
Sorry,
you picked
Cody.
A bad one. Cody, I'm so sorry. Mm. So now you got to decide how you're going to handle this. Are you going to continue raising your children like this? What an example for them. They're going to think this is how mothers act in relationships when they grow up and get married and have children.
Right, that's the thing.
You gotta lay some rules down. Man up and lay down the law as the head of that household.
Yeah, call back on Man Up Monday.
I'm just like, you got to like take control of your, you know, you just got to take control of the situation. And if she's not going to do like she's supposed to do, you're going to have to take some serious actions.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just can't, I can't see staying married in a situation like that. And everybody's like, what about the kids? What are the kids got now?
They're watching
her. Mom's gone out at like
disrespecting dad.
A floozy.
Yeah, a floozy.
I cleaned it up. And like a floozy. Now, of course, this is only his side. She probably has her whole side that I don't understand. I don't understand.
Her whole side was cheating and going out.
Yeah, that's pretty much just the side right there.
Man, if you cheated on your husband and he gave you a second chance,
you're lucky.
Girl,
right?
You don't know.
Most
men would not do that.
We're too visual. All we'll do is picture that for the rest of the
relationship. Now she looks at you as like, look what I can get away with. She's walking all over you.
Yep.
You're letting her. Shame.
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 Don't let her do that.
Don't let her do that. Awful.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is something different, but I bet it's more common than we think. My ex-lover of over 2 years keeps posting about me on Instagram. He never uses my name in a post, but they all reference the fact that I broke up with him, and some even include photos of me.
Whoa.
He was a bad boyfriend. What else was I supposed to do? Breakups are never fun, but I did my best to be kind and answer all of his questions at the time. We have spoken a few times since, and he never acts as though he's mad or upset, but his Instagram says otherwise. What should I do to get him to stop bad-mouthing me on social media? I'm 23, female, and in a committed relationship. That is from Andrea.
I don't know legally what you can do, but you can block his Instagram, stop looking at his Instagram, never talk to him again, cut off all communication, never respond to a text, no matter how friendly it sounds. Basically act like he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But for some reason, you have the need to keep going back, and you're giving it energy by checking every day what he's doing, what he's saying. He knows he's getting to you. If you're truly moved on and in a committed relationship, why are you checking out his feed all the time to see if you're in there?
Well, in all fairness, I totally agree with you. Don't react. That's the best way if they're intentionally doing that. But if it's photos of me all the time, he's crazy. That's crazy.
Or he's just in love. They're 23, Jenna.
Yeah.
And he's just in love. As long as he's not posting like malicious nudies and stuff.
It's ruining your life.
Out in these romantic situations.
From 2 years ago?
And you're encouraging it.
And think about it. How many people are following him? You know,
Probably not.
100, maybe a couple, and most of them are other girls that you never met.
He is dead to you from this point on. Yep. And now if it gets vicious, maybe you have legal grounds to, file a restraining order so he doesn't post anything else. I don't know how that works.
To Instagram, yeah.
But people think, I try to tell him I'm over him, but he won't stop calling me. Well, then stop taking his calls. Right. I tell you, sometimes it takes a year. I had a guy I dated right after my divorce, and my rebound, I was like, oh, it's so great. He was bad. Bad news. It took me every once in a while, even like for years, he would reach out to me with the biggest sad story, and I felt like a horrible person not for responding, because sometimes it was like, oh, this really bad thing's happening. I just wanted to tell you about it. You know how hard it was for me not to respond?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't respond.
They just want a reaction.
And guess what eventually happened? It took a couple years, but he stopped.
Yep.
You just got to stop. Cut it off.
Yeah, I agree. I've had one, too. We've all probably had one that wouldn't stop calling, reaching back out.
Yeah.
Eventually, they get tired and move on to somebody else that they can start harping on.
And you can't say somebody's just trying to call you and all that. If they're just trying to reach out every once in a while, that is not stalking. That's somebody just attempting to get back. Now, if it turns to a level of where you're afraid really interfering and they're calling you at work, I mean, that's a different level. Then you go legal. But if somebody's just reaching out to you every once in a while, dipping their toe in the pond, seeing if they get you to call, and you pick up the phone and answer, even if you say, don't call me anymore, they still got a reaction out of you. No, you just got to cut it.
You need to cut it.
It helps you, too.
Just cut it.
Cut it.
Drama free.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly and have it read on air, go to KidNation.com and click on the Love Letters to Kelly tab. Write us. She'll solve it for you. And make sure you're asking for her weekend show, Love Letters with Kelly and Matthew Hussey.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
So while we're off in Miami having a good time, jet skiing and eating Cuban food and all that good stuff, there was still work that needed to be done. And that work needed to be done in New York. And Nick Adams had to go do that work.
I did. And it was a blast.
Was it?
It was. I got to go to New York to interview the stars of the new movie Rough Night.
There's so many great female comedians in this movie.
There are. And it was such a fun trip. I was only there for maybe less than 30 hours.
Whoa.
But I did so much.
Jet setter.
This is a movie Scarlett Johansson's in, right?
Correct. I got to talk to everyone but her.
Aww.
Where was she?
I have no idea where she was.
She didn't do interviews.
She wasn't doing interviews that day.
She was with her new boyfriend, Colin Jones.
Right.
Friday morning, I got you remember our old intern, Clark?
Yes.
He works at BuzzFeed now, so he hooked me up with a tour of BuzzFeed's New York offices.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah?
I knew BuzzFeed was a big website. I knew it was huge, but I just couldn't fathom. I mean, they have 3 or 4 floors, and I asked him, how many people work here? And he said, no, about 500.
Whoa.
That is huge.
And he's like, that's just New York. And I was like, well, how many work in L.A.? About 1,500.
What?
At BuzzFeed?
Yeah.
It's huge.
That is crazy that many people are working
there. Yeah, and he was saying...
They own so many other sites.
Yeah.
They do. They do. And he was saying, oh, yeah, a few floors up is Facebook, a few floors down is Instagram. And I was like, for BuzzFeed, Facebook and Instagram? He goes, no.
For real?
Company, Facebook and Instagram. I was like, you share, like, a building with Facebook?
Wow.
It was cool. Yeah. It was nuts. And then anyways, yeah, so Friday afternoon... I get to the press junket for a rough night. And so I got to sit down with some guys first. I talked to Colton Haynes. He's like a social media superstar.
Yeah, he's really cute.
He's a model. He just got engaged. His fiance is a celebrity floral designer.
Okay. Celebrity flowers.
Yeah.
Celebrity flowers.
Well, flowers are expensive. You make a lot of money doing that.
He has a huge engagement ring on. I mean, it is diamonds all over.
Oh, the man engagement.
Everything like that. Yes.
Okay.
Man engagement.
Wait, he's wearing a man engagement
ring. He is. His fiance, Jeff, gave it to Colton.
Awesome. So he's the one that got proposed to.
Correct.
I've seen the pictures.
Yes. And actually, in their engagement, his fiance surprised Colton with a video from Cher.
Right.
And I mean, if that's not the best gay proposal ever, I don't
know
what it is.
And didn't they turn around and the other one pop the question? I think that, right gay couple? Like one proposed first and the other one turned around and did his own proposal? I don't know.
Maybe.
I might be thinking of
that. But Colton definitely has one.
Yes, and it's huge. And then another guy, his name's Paul Downs. He is in the middle and he wrote the movie. And he's also a writer for Broad City, the great show on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I love that.
Love
very
it.
Funny. And then also this guy named Ryan Cooper. He's a new guy. He's an Aussie. And I start the interview off. And we play a little drinking game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Let's play a little beer pong.
All right.
As it gets played in the movie, I'll give you guys the cup. So I'm guessing the best way to do this is if you make it, you assign the beer to someone can drink. Okay?
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Colton up first. Miss.
Close.
All right, Paul.
Oh.
No, Brian.
Oh!
There we go.
Who needs to drink it?
You I think Paul needs to drink
it.
Okay, you got it.
You wrote the movie, so there you go.
Ooh, truly beer. Okay, here we go.
It's real beer.
Yeah. It was warm, too.
Warm beer.
Yeah.
Yum.
You.
Okay.
Now, there you Paul, go. You wrote the movie, and I love that. I think you do what a lot of guys would do if they wrote a movie. You write the part that you get to make out with Scarlett Johansson.
That's true.
Smart.
Now, to prepare... to kiss Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
What do you do?
You know, there was no prep. You can't really prepare for that.
Was there a preferred brand of breath mint or anything
you know
like
what?
That?
Crazily, I used Banaca.
So yeah.
Is that what Scarlett has?
That's what Scarlett has. It's actually with Scarlett's. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to use that too, please. Can I have a ton of that?
So yeah. She was preparing to make the kiss good for
she
you
too.
She
has amazing breath. Truly the best breath I've ever experienced. She is like, has impeccable dental hygiene.
Oral
honestly,
hygiene.
For real.
Yeah.
Oral hygiene.
She definitely flosses.
Colton and Ryan, you guys are kind of bearing it all in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. Did that take a lot of convincing? Were you just like, hey, let's put on that thong and let's go, or what?
They called and said the words, like, all the girls' names, and they said, you, like, you know, Paul and Lucia. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And like, you have to get naked. I was like, cool. Yeah. Like, is it full frontal? Like, yeah, great.
Whatever. Now, Colton, congrats on the engagement.
Oh, thank you.
That is a giant rock that you're wearing. That is bling.
It's, you know,
do you have do you have like a fake one also?
Whoa.
It looks like that.
A travel version.
Yeah, like a travel version or?
No, I like take this everywhere I go just in case, like, yeah, if I will literally put up a fight if someone tries to attack me. No, I don't have a fake one, no.
Okay.
An actress who will not be named said to me that you have to make fake jewelry, not that I have any, to travel, and that you have to have a fake safe in your home in case someone breaks in, and you're asked to bring them to the safe, so you have fake both.
Was it Kim Kardashian?
It was not, but it was in reference to that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Never
heard of the fake safe.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Now the jig's out. Everybody knows that.
Yeah. While I was waiting to interview the girls, and so I'm ready to interview Kate McKinnon. I love her. I'm already kind of nervous.
From SNL, yeah.
SNL's my favorite show, so talking to one of the best that they've ever had is just nerve-wracking for me. And Zoe Kravitz, I'm already a little starstruck. I've seen her walk around. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting kind of nervous, but while I'm waiting to interview the girls, I see some people from other entertainment outlets that I recognize from TV and stuff like that. So, do you guys know Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight?
The black dude?
Yeah, black guy. Yeah. He hosts Entertainment Tonight.
Right.
I love him.
Yeah, he's great.
So, a few weeks ago, Kathy Griffin had her press conference, right, where she was talking about Trump and she was apologizing.
Right.
Kevin Frazier made her cry. He was the first reporter to make her cry.
And what did he do to make her cry?
He asked her, have you talked to Anderson Cooper?
Oh.
And she started crying. And so, I saw him and I was like, I'm going to go break the ice. I'm going to go talk to Kevin Frazier.
Yes.
Yeah, so I went up to him. Hey, Kevin.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
great job on that Kathy Griffin press conference, man. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, oh, you made her cry.
Oh,
it was great. Oh, it was great TV. And he's like, yeah, I didn't go to that.
Wait,
I was like,
minute.
Huh?
What?
Wait a minute.
I confused him with another black guy.
Oh,
no! Yeah,
you Samuel Jackson.
I did.
what black guy was it?
It was AJ from Extra.
Oh!
Right. The competitor.
It was very embarrassing. We were looking at each other, and we both knew what just happened, but neither of us were willing to admit what just happened.
Oh, that's
one has hair and the other one doesn't.
Yeah, Kevin Frazier's bald and everything, and AJ.
It's
lots
cool.
of nice hair.
Yes.
Earring.
And he had his sunglasses on. He was inside. He was that cool. And
oh,
it was just,
no.
Oh, gosh. And then so I had to, I had to go find a seat. And the only seat available was, 1 foot away from him.
That's so awkward.
It was bad.
That's so funny.
So, anyways, it's my time. I get to go talk with the girls. It's Kate McKinnon from SNL, Zoe Kravitz. I get to talk to Alana Glazier, who stars and writes Broad City. Great show on Comedy Central. And Jillian Bell. She's been in tons of movies. Mm-hmm. She's been in 22 Jump Street and Bridesmaids, The Night Before, Workaholics. Very funny women. So I started off with a little beer pong also.
Is Nick going to force us to drink
it? Can assign who drinks it. You can give it to me. That's fine.
Okay, great.
Ooh, that was close.
Close.
That was close.
Close.
Okay.
So close. So close. I want you to know that once at a carnival, I won a full lizard by doing this. Not just the goldfish.
A full lizard.
Well, I got into the lizard. Top one with the full lizard.
That is so off.
Terrifying.
All right, Jillian.
I died a week later. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So we're
you
not
did,
made
You
the
did
bowl.
Make it in the olive bowl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, well. I guess none of you guys are going to.
We're off.
We use a stunt double for that. So.
I was, before the interview, you guys asked me what was the last movie I watched. And it was Fantastic Beasts, and I got to see Zoe in Fantastic Beasts for just a quick
Just a moment.
Second.
Yeah.
But also, while I'm sitting there flying, I see who's gracing the cover of American Way magazine this month? Kate McKinnon.
Oh,
American Way.
Congratulations.
I have not
thank you
seen
so
it's really
much.
Great. I haven't seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and I love the part in the article. It says that you admit that you walk around and talk to yourself in voices out loud.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering, what's your favorite voice to talk to yourself in?
Well, it's kind of like this. Oh, boy.
Say that a lot when I see stuff happening.
Oh, boy. What a freak. Oh, whoa.
Oh,
okay, I got you. Jillian, another one of my favorite parts of the movie is your teacher. Your students have some really interesting names.
Oh, my God, you pay good attention.
I guess.
That's so funny.
I love hearing the strange names that people name their kids. So I'm wondering, what are some of the weird baby names you guys have heard? There's a kid in my son's daycare class. His name is Ransom. So
Ransom.
I thought that was interesting.
I'm hoping that's a reference to the Donnie Wahlberg Mel Gibson picture.
Sparrow.
He's a dope name. Sparrow's killing it
I'm
right
on the
now.
Baby name.
Sparrow.
I'm buying stock
Message.
In Sparrow.
Sparrow.
I like when people do it close to a normal name. It's like
they throw
instead
a Z
of
in
Kyle,
there.
It's like Clyle. Yeah. Like, what? What's your kid's name? Clyle. Clyle.
Clyle.
Clyle. There really is a kid's name that Ransom.
Ransom. That's actually
a daycare class.
Wow.
He seems like a cool kid. I don't know.
What's a ransom?
You
got to
be cool
ransom?
To have a name like
you
Ransom.
You got Ransom.
Yeah.
You got Ransom? No, I thought you had Ransom. Damn. Uh-huh.
So the movie it's about, it's a wild bachelorette party, and in the middle of partying, they have to get rid of a dead body.
Yeah. That happens a lot. That happens at a lot. Bachelor and bachelorette
Sure.
Party.
Yeah. I can see that.
And so that's where this clip takes place.
How would you guys get rid of a dead body in real life? Because you have to do that in the movie, so...
You gotta chop it up.
Yeah,
really?
I think that's the only that is
eat
the
it.
Key. You gotta,
and
gotta
put
chop it up.
Different body parts in different dumpsters and stuff like that.
No, you gotta grind it up. It has to. There has to be no body.
Well, you could also. I have a dog.
Okay.
Yeah, you still have to do body. You can't just give a dog a whole dead body.
I'd probably ask someone who I thought could take care of it.
You need Harvey Keitel in
you
Pulp Fiction.
A lot. Of support.
Yeah, you need help.
You need that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Kate, the SNL cast parties are legendary.
Yes, they are.
What's the craziest, wildest, roughest thing that's happened at an SNL cast party that you can talk about?
Okay, so once I ordered a bowl of cheesy pasta that
this is
was
crazy.
Huge, housed it And then ordered another one.
Ooh, wow, you did.
Literally insane. Two in the morning.
Life of the party.
Okay.
Honestly, like, that, vegan. That's nuts.
This was pre.
Oh, okay. No, so it's not that crazy of a story.
It's pretty boss.
Nick, were you hoping that she would say, I once saw Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson making out ferociously?
I knew she wasn't going to give me anything, but I was hoping she'd at least give me a funny answer. Yeah, she's not going to give me any real dirt. And then after the interview, I ran over to DKMS, and they're the organization that I donated my stem cells through.
Oh, you got to go see the headquarters?
Their headquarters are there.
Nick
and so,
was busy.
I really was. Wow. I really was. I ran over there, and they treated
Everything
me like
good?
A rock star. It was awesome. I walked in, and everyone got
video.
Up. Yeah, everyone got up because they know this show and who we... No, they know because we've had such
they
a big impact.
They know I saved a life.
No, they know of us and everything.
You get
like
a plaque?
Yeah.
A certificate, at least?
They did let me do something really cool.
What?
And you got a little clip there, JC. They stopped work. They said, attention, everyone.
Whoa.
What?
They have a little announcement. So they have a bell that's in their office, and they ring that every time a donation is made. So they let me ring that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
He has used the platform of the radio show that he's a part of to really push forward our message. And it's really just given like a full picture of what we do and why it's important. And because of that, we've had over 3,700 registrations online directly linked to podcasts and radio from America. As always, in honor of that, we want Nick to ring the bell for himself and for the donors that we've had go through this week. So if you would please.
Al, you need to step your bell game up, sir. A little tiny bell over there.
Right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That life-saving bell.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool.
Did they give you a name tag, Nick, and then you put hero on it?
No, they gave me a t-shirt, though.
They gave you a t-shirt?
Yeah, they gave me a shirt. So.
That's cool.
There's that. But it was really fun.
I gave you an organ, and I got all I got was this
crappy
shirt.
T-shirt.
Did you find out how the guy's doing, though, in all seriousness?
No, I still haven't gotten an update on him. They keep the medical information pretty separate for now.
Right.
But then in a year, we can fully communicate by giving our real names and talk on the phone and stuff like that. So.
Well, that's still, wonderful.
Just a waiting game. Yeah.
So what did you do after that?
I went to the airport.
And then?
I thought you might have caught a Yankees game.
No, I went to the airport.
He threw that one.
Out with J-Lo and A-Rod.
He did the first pitch at the Yankees game.
Do you get any more black people confused?
No. Just a few Uber drivers. Is that my guy? No.
Swung right to see Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest on their show.
Yeah. Well done, Nick. That was a heavy weekend right there, man.
It was cool, man. It was cool.
Well done.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.